Hi, and welcome back to Real Estate Keeping It Simple. I'm Ray Dove with RE/MAX Eastside Brokers, Inc. here in Bellevue, Washington. I am your host. So I just thought I'd bring you the latest MLS statistics for the month of May 2023. And we're once again be covering King, Snohomish, and Pierce counties. And for those of you that might be new, King County, Bellevue, Seattle, Kirkland, Issaquah, Redmond, parts of Woodinville, Lake Forest Park, Seattle North, Seattle South. In Snohomish County, is about from Bothell, Linwood, North, all up to Everett, to Lake Stevens, those areas up north. And then, of course, Pierce County starts right around the Tacoma area and that general area down there. King County and South Snohomish County typically are my real estate markets. On occasion, I'll sell a home or two outside of my market, only because they're past clients or friends and family that were referred to me, and they just want to work with me to help them. I mean, I've sold homes in Leavenworth and Plain, Washington, in Wenatchee. I've sold homes down in Tacoma, in Olympia, and as far north as Bellingham. But my mainstay is King County and South Snohomish. And in fact, most of my King County market is everything north, Renton North. I typically don't go down to Kent or Auburn. Again, I'll sell a house or help a seller in those areas on a case-by-case situation. I've sold homes in Kent and Auburn. I've sold homes in Federal Way. I've sold homes in Gig Harbor, but those aren't my mainstays. So for the purpose of our stats for the month of May, let's go through King County. Properties that went on the market, and again, we're talking about residential and condominiums, and we're talking about new and resale. So this is all properties that came on the market in each one of these counties for the month of May. In King County, there's 3,104 properties that went on the market. Total active at the end of May, 2,702. That's a decline of about 0.25% from a year ago. So we're about running the same as last year. Pending sales, those that are in escrow, building inspection has been approved. We're just waiting for the final loan approval process. It's 2,717. That's still down about 25%. Closed transactions mean that they've actually recorded the sale and the new owners have moved into the home. 2,148, that's down 35% from a year ago. The median price was $816,750. That's down about 7% from a year ago. And we still have only about 1.2 months worth of inventory. So yeah, the inventory's gone up since the fall, late 2021, early 2022. However, as I've talked about before, an average stable market is 4 to 6 months worth of inventory. And although we're seeing interest rates fluctuate between 6.25 to 6.5, as high as 7%, I firmly believe that if we see interest rates stay down and stay close to 6% or even drop below 6%, we're going to see another surge of buyers coming to the marketplace. And that's going to continue to push prices upward because we have a supply and demand challenge here. So there's less supply, more demand. Even as I speak, homes are selling, people are stepping up to the table, and they're buying houses. And there's just a limited amount. So you're find yourself, if you're a buyer, competing for those homes because other buyers are looking as well. In Snohomish County, again, that's South Bothell going north, Edmonds, Linwood, Everett, Lake Stevens, Monroe. That's the Snohomish County market. At the end of May, there's 1,170 that went on the market. At the end of May, there's 783 on the market still. That's down 34% from last year. Pending sales were 1,112, and that's down 29% from last year. Closed sales are 894, and that's down 36% from last year. The median house price is $720,000, and that's down 8% from last year. And there's less than 1 month's worth of inventory, 0.80 months of inventory in the market in Snohomish County. So when you talk about there's over a million people that live in Snohomish County and only 783 properties on the market, kind of tough. In King County, there's 2.3, 2.4 million people, and yet we only have 2,700 homes on the market. Staggering statistics when you look at it in terms of what's for sale in the based upon the population. Now, our challenge is the same in other markets. You look at California market, Nevada, the Phoenix market, they're all struggling with the same challenges. Very little inventory, buyers looking, and buyers are competing for houses. If a home goes on the market in our area and other areas in the country, they're priced at what the buying public thinks is a fair market value. We're seeing multiple offers on properties again. In Pierce County, 1,327 went on the market. There's 1,033 active at the end of the month. That's down almost 15% from a year ago. Their pending sales are 1,331. That's down 23% from last year. Closed sales, 944. That's down 37%. Median house price was $535,000, and that's actually up. Actually, my mistake, that's actually down 7%. I'm having a hard time reading the small print here, so bear with me. And they have about 1 month's worth of inventory on the market. So as I looked at this, I decided this month to dig a little deeper to kind of make more sense out of the statistics, because you're talking about broad areas within the county. Within the county, there's different demographics. And the demographics of Bellevue are far different than the demographics down in Auburn and Kent. Totally different price spectrums. So I dug around and I decided to look at, you know, what, how do these numbers, like in King County, my strong market area, how do they compare if I just go right to those specific markets that I'm in? And it was interesting is in all the areas I work, which again, Seattle, Bellevue, Kirkland, Redmond, Issaquah, Botham, parts of Woodinville, Duval. The median house price, meaning that some homes sold for more, some homes sold for less, was down 9% collectively in those markets for homes and condos. You know, now, if I break it down even smaller, so I go to like West Bellevue, very high-end area, it's actually down 25%. Big number from 3.5 to 2.7 from last year. East Bellevue, which is east of the 405 freeway, it's only down about 10% from last year. 540, what we call area 540, is actually the Sammamish area, the plateau. Sammamish Plateau, Redmond Plateau, Issaquah Plateau. Very strong market up there. Their price point's the same as it was a year ago. So that's a very strong, stable market there. What we call Area 550 is kind of like Union Hill, Novelty Hill, that Redmond area. It's only down 10% from a year ago. So then we get to Kirkland, which is just north of Bellevue, adjacent to and north. And then we have, which is also west of Redmond. It's actually down 20%. And then you get to the Woodinville, South Bothell area. That market has actually gone up about, I would say $70,000 from a year ago. So that's a very strong, stable market. And then we look at one of the stronger markets in Seattle, the Capitol Hill market, University of Washington, in that general area there, which is called Montlake and Roanoke. It's actually off about 15% from last year. So I find it interesting in my markets, in certain areas within those markets, home prices have actually come down from a high of last year. So maybe next month what I'll do is I'll dig even deeper and see how are these prices today versus what they were 3 years ago. Now my guess is those home prices today are still higher than they were 3 years ago. Probably even higher than they were 2 years ago. Last year was the year, the first quarter of the year, where the homes really spiked upward. Yet I happen to know that the homes came down like in Area 540, the Sammamish Issaquah Plateau area. The home prices went from like 2.2 down to 1.8, 1.9, and someone put a home on the market that was very similar to one that sold last year for 2.2, and they actually got 2.1 for it. So they're down 5%. So the media might tell us that the home prices are just plunging and falling off the market, but they're not. Now, they're certainly different opportunities in different areas. So just as you look in areas, just dig a little deeper, get more information. If a home has been on the market for more than 30 days, chances are the seller is pushing the price limit of what the home might really be worth. The buying public will decide if it's really worth that. And if they feel that it is, they'll make offers on it. So get your home ready to sell, price it to where you think is the right price to attract multiple buyers to come look at your property. I was showing a condominium in East Bellevue the other day. I'd been on the market all of 2 days, walked in there with my buyer clients to look at it, and there was already 30 business cards in that home of people that showed that property in 2 days. So, and that price is like $420,000 for a two-bedroom, one-bath condo. But the buyers want to see it because they perceive a good value there. And then we went to an open house, and in the short time we were there, there's 10 people have gone through the open house at a price point that several people must have thought was a good value. Again, I'm here to help. If I can, feel free to reach out to me. You can call me or text me at 425-681-8630. You're welcome to email me at raydoveremax, that's raydoveremax at gmail.com. Happy to answer any and all your questions, give you a different perspective of how I see the marketplace. Yes, it'd be great to see interest rates come down a little, but right now, if you're a home seller, get your home staged, cleaned up, looking good from the outside to the inside. Leave a lasting impression with your potential new owner as they come and view the home. And if you're a buyer, get pre-approved for financing. Go talk to your lender. Verify assets. Verify income. Verify credit. Chat with your lender about what are the best possible programs for you to stretch your money towards buying the house that you want, including what fees might be in line there to acquire that home. There's all kinds of lending products out there. I'm not a lender. I'll reach out to my lender, Lori, and see if she'd be willing to come on the next podcast within the next 2 weeks or so, and she can bring us up to speed on the pulse of the real estate market. Again, this is Ray Dove, RE/MAX Eastside Brokers, Inc., and it's called Real Estate Keeping It Simple. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.